and welcome to Business English Pros. Today we're going to talk about the common mistakes that ESL business people make and how to avoid them. We know English can be a tricky language, especially when you're using it for business. So we want to help you avoid some of the most common mistakes that people make. All right, let's dive in to the topic for today. Number one, using idioms, expressions, and phrasal verbs the right way. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone who used an idiom or phrasal verb that you didn't understand? Idioms and phrasal verbs are common expressions used in English that can be confusing for non-native speakers, especially in a business setting. Here are some examples of commonly misunderstood idioms and phrasal verbs. Maybe you've heard these idioms before. Piece of cake. This means something is very easy to do. For example, don't worry about that project, it's a piece of cake. Touch base. This means to get in contact with someone or to have a brief meeting. For example, let's touch base next week to discuss the progress of the project. Break the ice. This means to make people feel more comfortable in a social situation. For example, I told a joke to break the ice at the networking event. Cut corners. This means to do something quickly and without following all the necessary steps or rules. For example, we can't cut corners on this project. We need to follow all the procedures. Keep an eye on. This means to watch or monitor something closely. For example, can you keep an eye on the budget for this project? Here are some examples of phrasal verbs that can be confusing for non-native speakers. Hang out. This means to spend time with someone in a casual way. For example, I'm going to hang out with my friends this weekend. Look up. This means to search for information. For example, I need to look up the definition of this word. Put off. This means to delay or postpone something. For example, I'm going to put off doing my work until tomorrow. Take off. This means to leave or depart quickly. For example, I have to take off now. I'm running late. Turn down. This means to reject or refuse something. For example, I had to turn down the job offer because it didn't pay enough. Remember, phrasal verbs can be tricky, but with practice, you'll get the hang of them. Learning these common idioms and phrasal verbs can help you better understand English conversations in a business setting. Sometimes these kind of phrases, idioms, and expressions can be difficult, especially if you're not a native English speaker. One common mistake that many ESL business people make is using these idioms and expressions incorrectly in business communication. For example, using kick the bucket, which means to die, will confuse your listeners. Learn how to use the correct words to avoid any confusion. To avoid these common mistakes, try practicing these expressions and idioms with someone who's a native speaker. Read books, watch TV shows in English, and listen to podcasts like this one. Number two, using the wrong tone and punctuation. Have you ever sent a message or email where you thought you sounded professional, but your tone sounded rude or impolite? A reason for that could be because of incorrect punctuation. Tone and punctuation are essential in all types of communication, especially in business communication. Knowing when and how to use them correctly is important to avoid misunderstandings. For example, using capitalization or exclamation marks too much might give the impression that you are shouting or angry. On the other hand, accidentally using a period instead of a question mark at the end of a sentence can make a question seem like a statement. Using too many emojis can make your message seem unprofessional or childish. While they're okay in certain situations, it's best not to use them much in business communication. Using slang or informal language can be wrong in a business setting. It can make you appear unprofessional or disrespectful. Stick to simple formal language in most business situations. Always proofread your messages before sending them and make sure that they're clear and well organized. So make sure you're using it the right way. That's why it's very important to practice using the right tone and punctuation to get your message across. Number 3, big words and long sentences. Why simple is better? When we talk to others about work, we might want to use big words and complicated sentences to sound smart. But this can make things hard to understand, especially for people who are still learning English and doing business. So it's better to keep it simple and easy to follow. Keep in mind that the goal of business communication is to get your message across quickly and effectively. Therefore, simple language and sentence structures may be more effective than complicated ones. For example, consider the following options. Due to the fact that could be replaced with because. Irrespective of the fact that could be replaced with even though. Using simple phrases instead of difficult ones can make business English easier to understand. Here are some more examples. Instead of saying, in the event that, say, if. Instead of saying, commence, say, start. Instead of saying, terminate, say, end. Instead of saying, approximately, say, about. Instead of saying, consequently, say, so. Instead of saying, in order to, say, to. Instead of saying subsequently, say later. Instead of saying notwithstanding, say despite. Instead of saying peruse, say read. Instead of saying utilize, say use. I guess you get the point, right? By using simpler phrases, ESL business English learners can better understand the language used in the workplace and communicate more effectively with their colleagues and clients. So just keep it simple. Use some common phrases, and you'll likely get your point across easily. Well, there you have it. Some of the common mistakes that ESL business people make and how to avoid them. Hopefully, you've learned a lot from today's episode. Remember, practice makes perfect. So keep practicing those idioms and expressions. Improve your tone and punctuation and simplify your vocabulary. Your business communication skills will improve in no time. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow us for more exciting episodes to help you improve your business English communication skills.